And now, live from Bankleak Hill, it's Bankleak Cooley, or something to that effect.
Now, more than ever, we need music!
Hey, Bankleak Cooley, this is Jim Wobblesock. I just wanted to call and let you know that I have a dumbbell weight set. It's missing a couple because I threw them too far. But if you want it, I'll sell it for only $84. Or maybe I'll just trade for some muscle enhancement protein shakes. Oh yeah! Later, Cooley.
Welcome to Bankleak Cooley, folks. This is the Bankleak Cooley Show live from the Windsor Tavern. The first time we've ever done this. That is for sure. Gilbank, how are you?
I didn't even need to leave, man. I didn't even need to leave. Usually I need to leave here to get to the radio show.
Yeah, really?
Instead, I was like, hey, I'll just turn around over here and now I'm on the radio.
You're usually at the Windsor Tavern getting wings for us at the tavern. You know who's not here tonight?
Who's not here tonight?
Ernie and Lucinda.
Ernie and Lucinda are our number one fans.
Where are they?
I'm surprised. Normally we see them tracing by on Main Street.
It's kind of odd. It's kind of odd. Anyways, we're live at the Windsor Tavern tonight. The first time for Bankleak FM. We're doing a live remote. And tonight from two doors down, the Windsor Tavern. Thanks a lot, Mike and Rob, for letting us do this here. It's, well, we normally start at 8 p.m., but we had some fun before, and...
we had a couple beers, obviously, so yeah, it slowed us down.
Well, you had about three or four beers.
Yeah.
From what I noticed, anyways.
You didn't see all of them.
No, I didn't, actually. So, the big deal tonight, the big deal, Gilbank, is not about talking about you at the Bankleak Hill Fair this weekend.
No, it's that it's my birthday coming up,
it
right?
It is, actually.
That's what
birthday.
It is.
Birthday. It's your birthday this weekend, isn't
this,
it?
This Friday, yeah. That's what this show's
Friday.
About. Is that what it is? Is that what it is?
Did I tell you that's what it was going to be about?
Yeah, nope. No, you didn't. So, I'm just on the edge now.
So this Friday, we're not doing a radio show about your birthday, but right now we're doing a radio show live at the Windsor Tavern because we got a four-piece band up on the stage right in front of us.
Yes, we do.
I don't know if you noticed them. They're right in front of us.
Yeah, I actually did. Hey, how's the guy?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, we're doing well. How are you guys?
Not too bad. That's Will Lauren, the drummer of the Rude Mood Band. And so we have the Rude Mood Band from the area. Where are you guys from? Where are you guys hailing from?
Well, I'm the only band member from Ontario that currently lives in Ontario, but the other guys can tell you where they're from.
passing the
mic
around.
We have a shy bassist over here, sorry. Okay, she's from St. Philippe Brown. Well, it's Jesse, originally from L'Oréal. Okay, there we go. And we have Leandre from...
You're from Lachute.
Lachute, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so the band hails from where?
Say Lachute.
Yeah, most of our practice are all at... Marie-Pierre Sparrow's there in the St. Philippe, Brownsburg area. Yeah.
Where do you guys practice? In a barn or?
Rude?
Yeah.
No, we practice in her basement in her parents' place.
Sean practices lots of things in barns. That's why he usually starts with that.
I'm not being rude by saying that. I'm saying like a lot of bands practice in barns.
Yeah.
Am I not right by saying that?
Well, we have a pretty nice setup there.
Yep.
Her father's a musician too, so
it's not totally in the country, but it's borderline country. Borderline country.
Yeah, they ride their horses there, Cooley, and then they also buy all their food at the corner market on a corner stand.
You done? You done,
nope.
Gilman?
Nope, not done.
All right, so guys, thanks a lot for coming to the Windsor Tavern tonight. You guys have played here before, am I right?
Yeah, we've been once. When was it?
We played once here maybe about a month and a half ago.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
How was that show? It was a lot of fun, eh? Playing at the Windsor?
There's a lot of people, lots of drinks, lots of family, lots of food. It was a good time.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Absolutely. So here it is, Wednesday night, live at the Windsor Tavern. Here we are, Bankleak Cooley, the voice of the community here in Bankleak Hill on Bankleak FM, 88.7 FM. And we have the Rude Mood Band on with us. And I'm going to ask right away, because we had someone here earlier watching you guys do your sound check, and he wanted to know right away, did you guys get your name from the Stevie Ray Vaughan song?
We'd have to let Jesse Locker explain this
one. Go ahead, Jesse. Go.
So I want the explanation of why you chose this name as the band name.
Well, actually, no, it's... I'm honored that he thought that we took the name from that song, but it's
the Stevie Ray Vaughan. He's such a hero.
Oh, actually, yeah, absolutely. To me, personally, he's a huge influence, technique-wise and sound-wise. But no, it all came up we were setting up for a small gig in a small venue in Brownsburg, and my rig, I just got it. I was so proud. It sounded good in practice, and as soon as I got into on stage, it sounded bad. And ever since, I was in the rude mood, and they baptized me as being rude, as having a rude mood all the time, every time I played it. And, I make these faces, and I seem, I'm actually in the rude mood.
So you're pissed off.
Yeah, I'm pissed off all the time I set up. And
so this is straight up about the emotion.
Thing, and now it's our name. And
that's where it all started. From the Stevie Ray Vaughan, too. You know, we're all...
Yeah, that's what they say, but no, it's me. It's all me.
Right on.
Yeah, this is, it's actually Stevie Ray Vaughan who took it from me.
Yeah, that was quite some time ago there.
Time
so,
travel.
Guys, I really appreciate you coming out from all of us to you guys. Thank you very much. Coming down here to the Windsor. You guys have got a lot of stuff coming up in the next week alone. You got, what is it, four shows?
Friday, Saturday, and twice on Sunday.
Really?
It's gonna be it's gonna be a crazy weekend. But we're
like
down.
Sounds like a good honeymoon right there. Hey.
I don't get it.
I'm not there yet, Sean.
it was 14 years ago for me. So tell me about the Friday, Saturday, and twice on Sunday.
All right. So Friday, we're actually playing at Top Shots in Lachute, and we did that gig last summer, pretty much every weekend on the patio. Terrace, if you will.
Yeah.
And it was a good crowd. We played
this same band?
Yeah, the same band, just like we're doing tonight, like an acoustic version of what we are.
Okay.
So not so rude, but yeah.
Get the mood.
Actually, after 11, we're rude nude.
Whoa. Playing at the Grand Barn.
The Grand Barn tonight.
The Grand Barn.
The nude,
oh,
rude.
Man.
Mood.
Man, I have a story about the Grand Barn, but
I think everyone.
That's gonna come out later.
He does, really.
All right, so that's Friday.
That's Friday. Oh yeah, Saturday we're playing a sold-out show at the Lornell Jail.
Yeah, that
which
sounds
is pretty
awesome.
Cool.
So it's totally sold out.
Yep. Totally sold.
So if I wanted to hit you up right now for a ticket for me,
yeah,
not a chance.
Might actually get you one.
Really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, you could also try to sneak in and then end up in jail. Oh. Which would...
That's sneak. Exactly the purpose, though.
Sneak
so.
Into jail.
Sneak into jail. That's the first thing.
Yeah, first for me, anyways.
Well, yeah, so that's Saturday. Sunday, we are playing at a festival in Saint-Sauveur called Nuit Blues. And we actually won this contest a couple weeks back, early August. We played with a bunch of other bands. We won Best Singer. Leand won Best Singer. Congratulations.
Awesome.
Round of applause
good
for Leand.
Good for you.
Thank you very much.
We also won Best Band, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
That's the title.
Don't mean to toot our own horn, but...
No, toot away.
No, congratulations.
All right, so we're doing that. We're playing at 3 o'clock on an outdoor stage, which is going
to
be pretty cool.
Next to the church there in Saint-Sauveur.
Next to the church, Saint-Sauveur. It's going to be beautiful. Lots of people there, lots of patios, lots of nightlife there. It's going to be awesome. And then we are playing at Moe's Bar and Grill for, I guess, call it an after-party show or something like that. We're playing for about an hour and a half.
After festival show.
After festival, yep. So that's going to be cool.
That sounds really awesome.
Yeah.
So you guys are going to get your licks in this weekend.
Yes,
good for you guys. Now, bands we have on the show, we invite them in to just play throughout the show. And I'm going to throw to you guys now, whatever you guys want to play first, go ahead.
Okay.
You can intro it yourself. What I have right now in front of me is a four-piece band here at the Windsor Tavern, live in Van Cleek Hill on 88.7 FM, the Van Cleek... Van Cleek Cooley radio program, Van Cleek FM. I've got the Rude Mood Blues Band live on stage here in the Windsor Tavern. And guys, whatever you want to play, we're listening.
Yeah, sure. We'll go.
What's the name of the song?
It's going to be a little B.B. King tribute. Great B.B. King.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thrill is gone.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
It's true, it's gone. Through is gone away. Through is gone. Through is gone away. You know you're done me wrong, baby. So lonely I'll be. Thrill is gone. It's gone away for good. Thrill is gone. Yeah. It's gone away for good. I must have found, baby. Like I know a good man should. Come on, man.
Thank you very much. That's the Rude Mood Band live at the Windsor Tavern here at 84 Main Street, Van Cleek Hill. And here we go. Guys, that was amazing. What was the name of that song again?
Thrill is Gone by the late B.B. King.
The Thrill is Gone by the late B.B. King.
Nice funky tune.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah, we actually we took this song, we made like a funky version of it. It was a little faster. It's pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool. We love to play funk.
Yeah. Hey, I like to play funk as well, actually. I love playing funk. I play it off of my computer, though, most of the time. I don't, I like, or I act like I have turntables in front of me.
Don't you beatbox it sometimes?
I can beatbox it? Funk, but it's not the same.
To hear it.
I know. Well, you're not going to hear it tonight.
I've been asking for
regardless.
Like 3 years, man.
You're not going to hear it tonight, regardless of what happens here. Guys, thanks very much. That was unbelievable. So let me start with, I guess we'll start with Leon. Your main, I guess, your heroes in music. What made you want to be a singer of a band, a blues singer, and the singer of the Rude Mood Band?
Well, actually, one of my great inspiration as a blues singer were all the kings of blues, just like in the last song, B.B. King, one of the greats, one just Freddie King. Also on the soul side, Stevie Wonder was a great inspiration for me.
Absolutely.
To start singing. I started singing in churches when I was about 8 years older.
Really? Good for you.
I was a big soulish gospel fan, too.
Oh, yeah? That's a good place to sing, absolutely. Yeah, no one judges you.
Yeah.
And that's a good place to start.
Yeah, sure.
And Stevie Wonder, big fan of Stevie Wonder myself as well. Unbelievable singer, good pipes.
I remember you saying William Hung was another influence of yours as well.
William Hung. Now, what's the story in William Hung again? I sort of forget William Hung.
William Hung, I think he was on American Idol.
The first one.
The first one.
And they kicked him out, right?
Way back in the day.
Yeah,
they kicked him out, but I mean, I think he was still very successful. Record contract because of
that
performance. Yeah. Yes.
Where he sang lots of classics
that
were very similar.
She banged.
Yeah,
she banged.
Exactly.
That's so terrible. That's so terrible.
That's
that we remember that. Speaking of
inspiration,
you know, like, why the hell are we remembering this? I listened to a report on our good friend Jared from Subway.
Okay.
You guys hear about this?
Did he get arrested?
Yeah, yeah.
He got arrested.
You got arrested?
Child pornography.
Wow. Oh,
yeah.
My.
Kind of Jared.
I hear they still have footlongs in prison, though.
Yeah. I bet you I know what his nickname's going to be. He's
going to
probably do 5 years.
There.
Yeah. Probably going to do 5 years in prison.
Oh.
No word of a lie. So I wanted to break off here just for a second, guys. As you know, you guys played the Van Cleek Hill Fair this weekend.
Yes,
right?
We did. Yeah.
I heard it was quite amazing.
It was. And I mean, if it wasn't for Paul Malone and his sound, it was just great. He does an excellent job, so we give a shout out to him.
He certainly does. He certainly does. Now, I wanted to ask Gilbank here because he's the mayor of Van Cleek Hill.
That's true. At least in 2040. That's the plan.
Yeah, maybe, if we vote for you.
Well, yeah.
But I wanted to ask, how did the Van Cleek Hill Fair go, Gilbank?
Just
hold on. Let me get going here.
Can I go now?
Turn your mic off.
Okay.
But all week long, we sit in an office together all week and just sit in an office all
stare
week together.
Stare at each other.
And swat flies and stuff. But all week long, he was smiles and chuckles. He was looking forward to the Van Cleek Hill Fair, saying it was the best weekend of the year. And, you know, I just kind of laughed at him, as I usually do.
That's normal.
But first thing Friday morning, what was the first night of the fair?
Thursday night.
Yeah,
first thing
Friday morning, I noticed you were in a hurting basket of shape.
Yeah, I was carrying a bowling bag bags underneath my eyes.
Bowling ball bags?
That's what I was going for, but I switched it up to bags of bowling ball bags.
Yeah. You were in rough shape. So Thursday night and then Friday night again.
It kind of just snowballs, but like the key is to just keep it going and power through it. And then enjoy fantastic bands such as these guys there, but don't actually remember too much of it. Just mainly because you're supposed to enjoy it in the moment and forget most of the decisions you make that night.
Well, from what I've been told, urban legend goes, is Saturday morning they found you passed out here at the Windsor Tavern on the stage.
Yeah, I was actually on the stage. I was clutching a microphone in my hand, and they told me I was dreaming, and I was just saying, Van Cleek Coolie, welcome to Van Cleek Coolie.
You just wanted to do Van Cleek Coolie.
Yeah, I was like doing it in my drunken stupor sleep.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, it's maybe I was telling the future about what was going to happen tonight.
Yep, yeah, drunken stupor, is that what you mean?
Well, that's, yeah, pretty much.
Okay. So as we get set up here, guys, I'm going to come back to you in one moment. I'm going to play a little Cooking with Cooley and Gilbank on Van Cleek FM. Van Cleek Coolie, the voice of the community, here at 84 Main Street this week, not 76, 84 Main Street, the Windsor Tavern. Again, here's Cooking with Coolie with Gilbank.
Cooley.
Hey, folks. Thank you very much for tuning in again this week to Cooking with Cooley. I'm going to make a little dish in the microwave for you. I'm going to turn it on here. I'm going to warm up some milk, and then I'm going to walk over to the refrigerator. And for all you people listening to Van Cleek Cooley at home, this week we will not have any problems. I'm going to stir this up here. I'm just going to stir this up a little bit. Everything will work out well, folks. Everyone's going to get a free treat. I am making a smoothie here this week at Van Cleek Cooley. Folks, come on in the door at 76 Main Street. Everyone get... Gilbank, watch the... Gilbank!
Gilbank!
Gilbank! All right, live back here at Van Cleek Cooley, Van Cleek FM, the voice of the community here in Van Cleek Hill. Here we are in the Windsor Tavern, having a good time. We're having a beer. We're having a Bose Blood Tread. Have we got any Helles yet?
Yeah, there's some Helles on tap.
Why don't you get us some Helles?
Okay, I'm kind of doing a radio show right now with you, though.
I think
you want
you
me
could
to just walk away?
Okay, I'll just go get one now, okay?
All right. So let me throw over to... Jesse. Jesse, I want to ask you some questions, so grab that microphone as I lead into it. What got you into the music of blues or playing guitar? Or tell us how you got here tonight. Don't say you drove your car here.
Well, that's one reason. No.
Seriously,
it's my... I got to give it all to my father. He's my biggest influence. Since I was a kid, he used to play venues, festivals, and rehearsal at my house, and I used to sit in front of him and watch him for hours and hours and want to be a part of that. So he's the man in Jesse Loughran history. He's the one.
That's what you were looking up to all through your life.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there was other influence, like David Gilmour from Pink Floyd. He's my...
Yeah. You know, I've heard of him, yeah.
Yes. There's also the great Jimi Hendrix, which I'm an absolute fan of the guy, of his technique, of his style, the way he dresses up. His sound, what he made out of a guitar, it was just abnormal.
He did things that were never done before.
He did things that were actually illegal to a guitar.
Really?
Yeah, well, wow. No. The same. It's illegal to sound like him.
At least in most states.
Yeah.
I see. So that's what got you into playing music. You were following your father's mentorship. And
absolutely,
that's what brought you here today.
Not too long ago, one of my main uncle, well, my uncle got married, and we actually played his wedding. We had a band called The Wedding Singers, and we were me, my father, and also my brother playing live. And it's
that sounds
cool.
Yeah. That sounds really cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
A family band.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's the family was dominating.
Like the
band.
Family Brown.
There you go. Like
Remember
Van Halen.
Brown?
We were better than Van Halen back then.
Like Van Halen, the two guys.
There you go.
And Van Halen, cool. That's very cool. So I know the bassist doesn't want to talk, so we won't go there right now. Are you guys ready to play another tune and or bring me down an alley and
absolutely,
you know, beat me senseless with blues music?
Yeah, well, we'll go pretty much on the funky side there.
We'll go on one of his influences, Stevie Wonder.
Yeah,
Stevie Wonder. Cool.
A la Rude Mood.
Here we go. Rude Mood live at the Windsor Tavern here, 84 Main Street, Van Cleek Hill.
Very superstitious,
wash your face and hands. Rid me of the problem. All that you can. Give me energy, dream. Keep me going strong. You don't want to save me. Sad is my song. When you believe in things that you don't understand, then you suffer. Superstitious ain't the way. Yeah, come on, Jesse.
Saying that.
Well, I'm kind of getting paid, right?
No, yeah, you're getting paid.
Okay, good.
So again, live from the Main Street Studios, here tonight in the Windsor Tavern, we have the Rude Mood Band live on Van Cleef & Cooley. Thanks a lot for doing that, guys. That was Superstitious by Stevie Wonder. That was a well-done rendition of that song.
Very good.
I love that song. Stevie Wonder, any funk music, really, anywhere from that plummeting down into the funk music. James Brown, the P-Funk, anywhere in there. I love that stuff. What's that?
Oh, yeah.
I should throw your mic on. What's that?
I said even Bruno Mars, too, man.
He's yeah, great. Absolutely. He's totally funky. Anything funky, I love that. That's good tunes.
Is that on?
We have an air conditioner.
The air conditioner is ruining everything, as they always do.
Gilbank, it's usually you that ruins everything.
Oh, that's what they say? I keep on thinking they're saying air conditioner.
That's what I tell you.
Oh, that's why I don't listen to you very well.
Yeah, thanks a lot for that. So here we are at the Windsor Tavern, guys. Thank you very much.
See? Air conditioners. Always the air conditioners.
That was the air conditioner?
Yes, I told you.
That was your microphone that was feeding.
It had nothing to do with me spilling this beer onto this soundboard.
So, guys, tell me, what do you guys want to do with yourselves as a band in the next year? Do you just want to keep prepping your craft? Do you just want to keep playing shows? Or do you want to record? What's going to happen with the Rude Mood Band?
Well, I mentioned recording because in that contest that I mentioned before we played, one of the prizes was we get 16 hours of free recording time. So
wow, that's a long time.
Yeah, so basically 2 days in the studio, which is pretty cool. We're gonna get a demo out, and there's a conversation going on. There's two conversations going on here.
Yeah, I'm watching the conversations going on.
No, we got Jesse, come on.
Back to you.
Back to me. All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen.
Will's on the mic.
16 hours of studio time, which is pretty cool.
It's going to sound a lot like what just happened right there. Yeah. Like, most, like, 10 hours of that is just going to be you guys
talking.
Are you going?
Back and forth.
Are you going now?
No, you did. No, what?
Jesse,
no,
come on.
What song do you want to play?
What song are we playing?
No, that's what the conversation's going to be like in the studio, the 16 hours. No, but trust me, I know what studio time is like. I've paid for a lot of it and wasted most of it.
Yeah.
And that's why he's not a famous rap artist.
Yeah.
That or a famous breakdancer.
Well, yeah, actually,
well,
we're...
I wanted to broach the subject now. Part of wanting you guys on the show is that you guys are fantastic, up and coming, and playing a lot of shows right now. But I also wanted to...
You're missing one thing, though.
You guys really are. Who and how do I sign up to be your breakdancer live on stage for you? I don't know if there's room for me on the stage at the prison this week, but in the coming weeks I'll get my routine ready, and I can come up on stage with you guys and breakdance.
Well, you know what?
He's actually open to all types of dancing, interpretive,
deal,
whatever you need.
I'll make you a deal. Okay. But let's say we get a gig at a mental institution and you want to come and break dance.
Yeah, hey. I'll be there.
You'll be there.
You realize you do have a gig at a jail. A mental institution is
so
not
we're
that
one
unlikely.
Step away here. Yeah. If you want to do that, you'll fit in with the crowd, I'm sure.
So, Gilbank, it worked.
Congratulations.
They said
I thought it was going to be a lot more convincing than this and probably several more beers, but
they,
no.
They said yes, though.
A mental institution, that's all we got to find. One with a paying gig.
They said yes is all I heard there. So guys, I'm gonna throw back to you. What other tunes do you want to play for us here live at the Windsor Tavern? What's coming up next? What do you feel like playing?
We're gonna play a little song called Red House.
Red House, classic blues song by the Rude Mood Band live at the Windsor Tavern. Take it away.
go back up yonder. Oh, across the hill. See if my baby don't love me no more. I know we're sister. We.
Again, that's the Rude Mood Band live at 84 Main Street, Van Cleek Hill, the Windsor Tavern. That was an amazing song, guys. You're just putting me into a place right now. This is quite amazing. Thank you very much for doing that. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to play two songs back-to-back, some Willie Mitchell and some Willis Allen Ramsey, to give us a little break. We can all stretch our legs and chat to each other off the microphone. All right, guys, here we go. This is the Van Cleek Cooley radio program. Live at the Windsor Tavern tonight.
Take off your high-heeled sneakers and put on your pants. We're going to a party, gonna show you where it's at. We're gonna do the pony, just twist and shout. So get out on the floor, girl, and work it all out. Come on. Sometimes I think about a man who's here before my time. Name for the 28th president with the Guthrie tattoo to the end. Born in Okima shoes with the Dust Bowl blues, a friend of the working man. Now he was impartial to New York buildings and tried to touch the sky. The West Virginia coal mines, it took so many lives. Oh, the way they drove the migrant workers back over into Mexico way, and the scalps they run in the herd he'd come, and the bosses started to pray. Just a boy from Oklahoma on an endless one-night stand, wandering and rambling, drifting with the midnight sand. He played the blues and the ballads and all that came away. His heart was in the Union, souls reaching out for the servant's dream. Now you know that Woody Guthrie is dead and buried in the ground. But sometimes I sing his songs and I get to thinking that he's still around. Cause I know that his fire's everlasting, testify that his pulses run true, and the rambling man's reels and the kingdom's his, but his songs are for me and you. And just a boy from Oklahoma on an endless one-night stand, wandering and drifting with the midnight sand. Play the blues and the ballads and all the king's queen.
I don't want your podcast. I don't want your turny brain. Think that a piece of candy cost a piece of watermelon is what I need. And it's so strong, it's been so long since I've tasted that dear forbidden fruit. And my heart sighs as I realize that a watermelon time is getting due. And I'm a watermelon man. I can see you bright eyes. I can see your smile. I can tell by your supper song that you could drive a sane man wild. Your soul hell, the wind free there, and those big green eyes staring back at me. But it's just fine when you put your hand in mine and we lay in the shade of the big magnolia tree. And I'm a watermelon man. Why don't you come to cabin, bring your watermelon patch. We'll dance in the meadows. What more could I ask? What more could I ask? Let's go find a cover, a back of summer's dream. I can't think of many others that can eat their watermelon the way that they play. And it's a new day, watermelon's raised away, and the sun is starting to rise up over the hill. But it's okay, I haven't lost my appetite, and you know that I'm eating those wasted watermelons still. Yes, I am. And I'm a watermelon man, man. Yes, I'm a watermelon man. Lord, I'm a mama, baby. And I'm a watermelon man, yeah. Get it now.
You got to. the same. It's a unanimous decision.
Don't you know?